We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Triangle, right? I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe the Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for like news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call this Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to the Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, USA.
Hey, fam.
You know, I have to check and make sure I'm not sure who's here and who's not.
What's up, Yeezy? It's Thursday.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's a Thursday. You know what that means.
What does it mean?
One more day till Friday.
That's right. One more day till Friday. Now, you're not here today. Where are you? You're in North Carolina?
Yes, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, because Donnell Rawlings is filming his Netflix special. I know he was taping yesterday and then today as well. So this is his first Netflix special. You know, I got to support.
Okay. All right. So he's taping today, and when it'll be out, when? In a couple of months?
I don't know if we know the date yet.
Okay.
Gotta make sure everything goes smooth.
All right. Well, good luck to Donnell Rawlings. Now, today is Thursday. Charlamagne should be back. He should be walking in any minute now, I believe. He had a couple of days off. So now I'm heading out to Atlanta tonight. Of course, the BET Awards are happening. Actually, it's taped Friday and it airs on Tuesday. So I'm doing some red carpet stuff for BET, and Ye and I are doing some stuff for XXL. So we'll be I'll be out there and doing my 1-2 thing out there.
Yeah, and then when it airs on Tuesday, we're taking over the XXL Twitter account so we can discuss everything that's going on. I know you guys are going to love that. So
yeah.
They also have the Cypher. That's what I always get excited for.
Yeah, Cypher.
Year,
yep. So. The Cypher, the performances, everything. So it should be a lot of fun. All right. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news was popping. What's going on?
Man, let's talk about a lot of COVID numbers and vaccination numbers. Have we actually peaked? And is that why numbers are going down? Well, we'll tell you what's happening, because guess what? Hospitals are still overwhelmed. And if you're pregnant, should you get the vaccine? We'll tell you what they're saying.
I heard they had to shut down a Broadway show. Was that true too last night because of COVID?
We'll talk about it.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, what's happening? Good morning. How is everybody?
Now, let's get in some front page news. Now, with Thursday Night Football, the Jaguars take on the Bengals tonight. Now, also in WNBA playoffs, the Chicago Sky take on the Connecticut Sun tonight at 8, and at 10, the Mercury take on the Aces.
Did you talk about how the Dallas Cowboys busted the Philadelphia Eagles' ass this past Monday?
It's Thursday, sir.
That don't matter. Did you talk about it? I just want you to know.
He did mention it.
Okay. It is Thursday.
A little light mention, right?
It is Thursday.
All right.
It is Thursday.
I just want you to know who the best team in the NFC East is.
That's your problem. You focus on the past when you should be focused on the future.
Why am I focusing on the past?
Because that was past.
No. Presently, we're currently 2-1, and we're the best team in the NFC East. That is the present, sir. Sorry.
That was in the past.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Yee, what else are we talking about today in the present?
All right. Well, let's talk about COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC is now issuing a guidance for women who are pregnant or trying to get pregnant to be vaccinated. Now, this guidance comes as more than 250,000 cases of COVID in pregnant women have been reported. They said 22,000 of those women have been hospitalized, and the total of 161 pregnant women have died of COVID, with 22 deaths in August alone, yet less than a third of pregnant women have been vaccinated. So they said pregnancy is considered an underlying health condition when it comes to advising people to get vaccinated.
Well, a lot of women who are pregnant don't want to get the vaccine because they think it'll impact their pregnancy. You know, that woman, Allison Williams, who was a sideline commentator on for college football on ESPN for a long time, like a week before that whole thing with Nikki happened, she said she wasn't getting the vaccine because she said it would affect her. She thought it would affect her trying to get pregnant. Nobody jumped on her, but, you know, probably because she's a white woman.
Yeah, one of my homegirls just had a baby, but she did get, she got vaccinated early in her pregnancy because they recommended it, and they said then the baby will also have
the antibodies.
I don't know. I don't have the answers to these questions. I'm just telling you what the CDC is recommending.
Yeah, they recommended to do it.
And they also said, in general, premature babies are more likely to have compromised respiratory function because of their underdeveloped lungs. So one complication is preterm birth. One complication of COVID during pregnancy is preterm birth, and that also puts the newborn at risk. All right. Now, when it comes to people who are in hospitals where the ICU occupancy is high, they said a lot of that is because many people in intensive care actually are not vaccinated. And they said there's just not any room in some of these hospitals for anyone who isn't seriously ill. They said we've had to postpone some non-essential surgical procedures because we did not have an inpatient bed for them after they had their surgery. And they said that Georgia has been dealing with another surge of COVID cases since August. And every week for the past 12 months, they said at Grady's ICU, it's been 100% full. Before the pandemic, they estimated it was about 70% full all of the time. And the hardest hit hospitals in the U.S., the number one is Monrovia Memorial Hospital in Monrovia, California. Number two is Fort Pierce, Florida, the Lawnwood Regional Medical Center and Heart Institute. And number three is in Lake City, Florida, the Lake City Medical Center.
Yeah, I've been in the hospital all week, you know, because, you know, on Monday, my beautiful wife delivered our fourth child, you know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, another blessing in the form of a black woman. I'm 4 for 4 when it come to girls. But I was looking for the hospital to be crazy. I didn't notice
that. Was it
crazy? Nah.
But you were in the maternity ward, though.
Which I love, by the way.
The maternity ward?
I like being in the maternity ward because it's just something about, you know, watching all this new life, you know, come into the world. It gives you like a renewed sense of hope, because everybody always feel, I guess when you get older, you kind of feel like you don't know when things are coming to an end, when that's not the way we should be thinking all the time. You know, we should always be thinking about every day being a new beginning. And when you see all those newborns coming into the world, you're like, man, they just getting started. So it gives you a renewed sense of optimism on the world.
Yeah, you in a maternity ward. That's why you seen life and didn't see too much craziness.
Yeah. But I was walking through the hospital, though, because, you know, you get lost, especially after hours.
But you
know,
it's the maternity side, though.
I had to go through the ER and all types of stuff just to find my way, especially after hours, because, you know, after hours, they only let the person that's there for support, like the husbands, and, you know, be there. And I didn't notice it being too crazy.
Well, I don't think every single hospital has those issues. They have them listed. In New Jersey, there's only one that's on this top 20 list, and that's in Lakewood, New Jersey.
That's nowhere near.
I don't even know what that is.
See?
You know what that is?
Right. Nope. So that's...
No, I don't know what it is.
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so there's some hospitals that are at or over capacity for the past over a year. And so your hospital wasn't on that list. But yeah, it's not every single hospital, but it is an issue in some places.
And I want to tell everybody out there, man, get you a doula, man. You know what I'm saying? If you can afford to get you a doula and have a doula when you're going to these hospitals, especially if you're a black woman, do it. Salute to Latham Thomas. Drop on the clues box for Latham Thomas. Glow Maven. You know, she's helped my wife through her last, you know, two pregnancies. And my wife had to have a C-section for our second baby. The last two, she, you know, able to do it through her vagina. You know, and it's all because of Latham Thomas. So salute to Latham. Get you a doula if you can, man. They just make the process of being in that hospital so much smoother.
All right. Oh, and Aladdin.
Much love to Latham.
Aladdin was a Broadway play that was shut down yesterday because of COVID.
Well, ain't nobody make a wish.
Yeah, one day
you
after opening.
Go away.
I'm sure they tried. This one lady
make a wish.
She drove from Michigan with her daughter. They were playing the Aladdin soundtrack the whole way down, and when they got there, It's not funny, man.
No, that's not funny. Uh-huh. But what if somebody was wishing that? What if somebody was wishing that they didn't make their cut, make the Broadway play?
What's wrong with you,
man? I'm just saying, man. That is wild.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Why would you do that to somebody?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy? What's up, Uncle Charla? Hey, Angela.
Peace, King. How are you, sir?
Doing well. This is Courtney from Atlanta. Good to talk to y'all again. I wanted to get off my chest. I'm so sick of people talking about The Breakfast Club is anti-Black and is transphobic, homophobic. Well, y'all ain't nothing but support, man. I'm a part of the LGBT community, and, like, it's just positive. Everybody is upset because y'all had Bootsy up there. But, man, y'all not biased at all up there, and that's why I f*** with y'all, bro.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate that. I'm glad that you got eyes, my brother. I'm glad your third eye is open, and you can see what's really going on and not believe narratives.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh, congratulations.
You're about to get canceled with us.
Congratulations.
Thank you, King. I appreciate you.
No problem.
All righty, brother.
Got the books, y'all.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's CJ from upstate New York.
CJ, what up? Get it off your chest.
What's going on? First, I want to say I love listening to you guys in the morning. I'm in the gym right now. I'm listening to y'all. All I want to say, Charlamagne, stop talking about his Eagles, all right? Y'all Dallas team sucks. Yeah, never go nowhere.
You can't, suck when they wash y'all.
I'm going to tell you something. Hey, I appreciate the Eagles. The reason I appreciate the Eagles is because, you know, my Cowboys needed something to wipe their ass with this week, and they did it with Eagle wings.
Wow.
So we appreciate you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you for wiping our ass this week, sir. We needed it.
I respect it. We definitely got smacked.
41-21, in case you forgot. Just want to remind you.
Listen, at least you're not the Giants right now. That's all I care about.
That's right. We're at the top, not a bottom. Four bottoms, the Giants are.
My Giants ain't bothering nobody, man. Hello, who's
bottoms
this?
Never do.
Hello?
Yo, what up, Breakfast Club's Lil Honda Civic.
What up, Lil Honda Civic? What up? Get it off your chest.
Yo, gas prices is ridiculous. When are you going to play Lil Honda Civic on the radio?
What the hell is you talking about?
Gas prices are a little crazy. I ain't even going to lie.
That's two different things you're talking about. It's gas prices and you won't get played on the radio. Which one is it?
I guess he said he wanted to get played on the radio so he could pay for his gas prices.
Oh.
Exactly.
You a rapper?
Okay, Honda Civics don't take much gas, though, I will say.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, Spit, you a rapper? Go.
You said what?
You a rapper?
Yeah, you ever heard my song?
No. Go ahead, rap now. Go.
I can't rap my theme song, man. You got to play my theme song on the radio.
Have a blessed day, sir. Have a blessed day. I hope you live as long as a Honda Civic lasts.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It be L-E. Decisions on the iHeartRadio app, the number one app for podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Power 105.1. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Layla.
Hey, Layla, get it off your chest.
I was actually calling in about the topic y'all had yesterday. I just couldn't get through about the crazy exes. So okay. My ex,
oh, yeah, somebody sabotaged you?
Honey, that's not the word. He actually blew up my car.
Wow.
And before he blew up my car, he put a gun in my car and called my job and said that I was going to, like, shoot up my job.
Oh, he's crazy.
Like,
yeah, he was crazy, crazy. So
when did you go back to him? Before, after the gun or before the blowing up of the car?
I didn't go back to him. That was his problem.
Okay, just making sure. Just making sure. Just testing
you.
Yeah,
I got good poom-poom, so that's why he tried to, you know.
Oh, God.
Yes, Charlamagne, for real, I'm not even lying. But, like, he had his ex-girlfriend stalk me and everything. Like, it was crazy. Like,
damn.
Well, I'm glad you're following him.
Through that. That's crazy.
Are you with somebody now?
Yes, I'm engaged. I'm happy.
How long y'all been engaged?
For a year, but we've been together for 2 years.
When's the wedding?
It is July 9th.
Congratulations.
Woo!
Thank you.
Maybe,
thank you.
Maybe you do got some good poom-poom because somebody taking it off the market.
All right.
Have a good one, mama. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is George Moore from Breakfast Club.
What's up, man? Get it off your chest.
Oh, man. I messed up. Start off, you know, I've been married to my beautiful wife for 10 years now. 10 years we've been married. We have 4 kids together, 3 girls and 1 boy. And we have about 10 grandkids. Everybody, you know, this little young girl at the office, just, you know, I kept avoiding, I couldn't avoid her anymore, and just, you know, I slipped up, man, and wife found out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for you. Black men don't cheat. So are you a black boy, or what race are you?
No, I'm black and Puerto Rican.
See, it's the Puerto Rican in you that made you do that. The black side of you would have never done such a thing.
Now what's going on?
Then really she forgave me because I told the truth. I didn't lie. You know, I told the truth straight up what happened. She was very upset and it cost me like 10-5 to kind of bear the sorrow. But the sorrow will never go away. But,
what?
You know.
What'd you say? It cost you what? What are you talking about?
It's like you killed somebody.
And that cost me 10-5. You know, I had to buy her some shit. I had to buy her some more stuff for her. She said and everything, and put some flooring in the house. I mean, I was already gonna put floors throughout the house anyway, but I wasn't gonna do it that soon.
So she wasn't that mad, is what you're saying?
She was mad. Oh yeah, she was mad. But you know, I kind of want to ease the stars a little bit. I know money is not gonna solve everything.
Definitely not.
And she probably couldn't get. She probably wasn't too mad because she probably getting down too on the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know that. You know that. In your heart,
so
you know.
About,
you know.
Damn.
What about the girl at your job now? Does she still work there?
No, I had to let her go.
Okay.
What do you mean let her go? You fired her because you messed with
you
her?
You were her boss?
No, I mean she.
Oh, you get a lawsuit.
I am, but I had to let her go, and I just transferred her from to a different like district.
So she got a promotion.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Let's just put it like that.
So sleeping with you kind of worked because you the boss and then you gave her a promotion. See, you laughing. That's why your wife cheating on you right now with somebody else. That's why she ain't really that mad. You evil.
No, man. Like, I love her and she knows it. And like I said, it was one of those things that never happened before. I've always just been, you know, straight styling with her and everything. It was just one slip up.
Well,
and I definitely... I'm
sending you and your wife healing energy, man. But you know, black men don't cheat, but you Puerto Ricans do.
All right, y'all. I definitely appreciate it.
Have a good one. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and Dave Chappelle has another Netflix special, The Closer, and we have the trailer for you.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, somebody send me some headphones, man. Can I get some free headphones? Anybody want to send me some?
Nope.
You know, I'm a father of four now. I need to save money while I can.
You got it.
Somebody send me some headphones.
No, you got it.
This is when I miss when Karen Civil used to work at Beats by Dre.
She would send us headphones. She can still get you some headphones.
She can still get us some? Mm-hmm. Let me hit KC, man.
All right.
Lord have mercy.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Dave Chappelle.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, Dave Chappelle is releasing his sixth Netflix special, The Closer, and they do have the teaser. It's coming out on October 5th in a press release. They said this would be the end of his cycle of Netflix specials, and so here it is.
Comedians have a responsibility to speak recklessly. Sometimes the funniest thing to say is mean. Remember, I'm not saying it to be mean. Saying it because it's funny.
Let's play.
I like that. He's not saying it because he's trying to be mean. He's saying it because he's trying to be funny. Intention matters. Mm-hmm. You know, I know social media tries to act like intention doesn't matter, but intention does matter, people.
All right. Now, speaking of things that are coming to a close, Insecure, Issa Rae posted, can't believe this is the last Insecure trailer I'll ever share. See you October 24th. And that trailer is also available now.
I just want to let everybody know.
Issa? Is that me?
Okay, me what?
Issa? Is that me? Oh, throwback me. This new look is working for us. Do you like this? And we got our braces off. Let me see them teeth. Let me see them teeth.
Hey.
Let me see them teeth.
Hey.
You know how you eat. We stupid.
Diamante, baby, here's my money, long. Been getting paid, huh?
How long did it take for you and Tip to get back? We were fake back before we were back.
Dropping the clues bombs for Insecure. 5 seasons. In the future, people will talk about Insecure as a classic because it is. But I mean, you know, you got to put.
I feel like they need a.
They what?
I feel like they'll need a movie at some point.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Tell everybody, you're out of town. That's why she's a little choppy in certain times. So that's she's actually broadcasting out of North Carolina. That's why she sounds a little choppy.
But I can't wait to see Insecure Season 5, but I'm telling you, man, the tragic twist at the end of the season with a person, you know, the character that dies on the show, Lord
Stop
have mercy.
It.
I know I shouldn't be giving that away, but man, it's sad. It's a real tearjerker.
All right. Now, Ghostface recently announced that Kanye West and Mike Dean will be executive producing his upcoming Supreme Clientele 2 album. But in the meantime, he is going to reissue a 25th anniversary of Iron Man. So it's going to have some expanded digital editions, some remixes, radio edits, and instrumentals that were previously unavailable on streaming platforms.
Well, you know, Ghostface Killah is my favorite rapper of all time. Like, my personal favorite rapper of all time is Ghostface Killah. So I have faith in the Ghostface Kanye West Mike Dean project because of Ghostface. Because Ghostface has never dropped a whack album. Ghostface's ear for the beats that he picks, the songs he chooses to write, has been flawless. So I think this is going to be a great project. Because, you know, people look at...
And in the meantime...
People think Kanye's shaky because of that run he did with Nas and... Remember when he was just throwing albums out,
Push the album was dope.
Tiana album was dope, too.
Push the album was dope. I think Kanye, when it comes to productions, he kills it.
As long as he's focused.
Ghostface, I think it'll be dope. Ghostface just did the I Got Body. You heard that one? Mm-hmm. He did kill that one. Yep.
All right, well, Ghostface is also on the Three Chambers tour with Raekwon and GZA, by the way. So that is kicking off tomorrow, and then it wraps up on December 18th. All right, now for you, DJ MV, Jesse Palmer has been named as the new host of The Bachelor. Are you excited?
Sure.
You don't sound
Do you know
excited.
Who Jesse Palmer is?
No, I don't even know who Jesse Palmer is.
Oh, you hating because you wanted the host?
No,
That's the show you wanted to host?
No, I just said that, you know, since the host was gone and they were looking for somebody, I think, you know, putting a young black individual like myself on would be...
Where did the young part come from?
Me.
Oh, I didn't know you was young. Mm-hmm. Young in comparison to who? Steve Harvey?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. That's true. Salute to Steve.
Well, Jesse Palmer is a television broadcaster. He's a former NFL quarterback, and he also starred as The Bachelor himself in season 5, which was back in 2004. I didn't realize that it's been around this long. Since 2000.
We're trying to care, Yee. I don't think nobody in this room cares. I'm sure somebody listening does. Don't blow the horn if you care.
Envy cares. He loves The Bachelor.
He hating, though. He hating.
I don't know who this Jesse Palmer guy is. Good luck to him, though.
Let that hate go, man. Let that hurt go, man.
He's from Toronto. I don't know much.
He's not even American?
He's not even American. He's not even American.
Calling people there. Let's make sure he's working here legally.
That's right. We're not on in Toronto anymore.
That's right.
Now, shout out to Rotimi and Vanessa. They welcomed their first baby together. So, congratulations.
Salute to Rotimi and Vanessa.
Yeah. So, he posted 7 is the baby's name. I don't want to mispronounce anything else, but yes, the baby's name is 7. All right. That is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes, and I guess there's no government shutdown that's going to happen. They have come to an agreement. We'll tell you what's going on.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, and the General Insurance is all about making your life easier. The General has flexible payment options, and they allow you to choose your payment date and how you pay. They accept cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Getting some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, the Senate has reached a deal to avoid a government shutdown. So the bill would ensure that the federal government will remain open until December. So if the bill is not enacted, the federal government would face a shutdown after the calendar turns to Friday. But right now, it's open till December.
I didn't even know the government was on the verge of being shut down. I missed that news announcement. So much going on in the news. I didn't see
that. You were having a baby.
I definitely was.
Congratulations.
Man, shut up. You know the wife had a baby. You know what she meant. Idiot. Jesus Christ.
All right, now the family of Jelani Day. Jelani Day is an Illinois grad student and aspiring doctor. They found his body floating in the Illinois River, and they are looking for answers. His body was found on September 4th, and they identified him through forensic dental identification and DNA testing. Now, Jelani Day's mother, Carmen Bolden Day, talked to Good Morning America yesterday, and here's what she said.
I'm very upset because I can't even look at my son's body. I can't even say a proper goodbye to him.
Mm. Jelani did not just disappear into thin air. Somebody knows something. Somebody's seen something. And I need somebody to say something.
Mm-mm. That's why that whole stop snitching movement is whack. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. Whoever did that to that brother Jelani, they'll do something like that to somebody in your family. They'll do that to one of your friends. They'll do that to somebody you love. So you got to get people like that off the street.
Yeah.
Now, he was last seen at the university campus August 24th. August 25th, he was reported missing by his family. His car was found 2 days later in Peru, Illinois. And the family attorney said that he's never been there before, and his family does suspect foul play. The wallet was found in a different area. The lanyard, which had a school ID on it, was not found with the wallet. It was found in a different area. And the area with some clothes that were found last week. So police are also working to identify a man captured on security cameras knocking on the front door of a home that is close to the location where Jelani Day's body was found. The video was captured a day after he was last seen, and police are asking for the public to help identify that man.
I hope that he gets, turned in. I hope if people know something, they say something. And, you know, you got to get people like that off the street. You got to. And I guarantee you, when they find out why, what the motive is, it's going to be over absolutely nothing.
Something stupid, right?
It's going to be something so small and little that it doesn't even make no sense for somebody's whole life to be lost.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We do this once a week, usually.
Since when do we do this once a week?
We do Slant to the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought y'all was talking about confessions. Y'all said something about confessions.
We ain't get that together in time. So let's
y'all
go back.
Y'all sure? All the producers running around. They selling. They say they got it.
Oh, they got it? Okay.
Yeah, well, at least tell me what's going on. Ready.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051 this
Charlotte.
Morning. During.
Why y'all playing Usher Confessions?
Get it off your chest.
Oh, my God.
I've been gone 2 days, and this was what's going on? This is a new segment that I don't know about?
I told y'all. It's too slander the Breakfast Club, but y'all want to do confession.
Could you at least tell us what y'all attempting to do?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, Lord. Daniel, you the producer. Come here. Daniel.
Earlier today, come somebody here. Get on called the mic. During Get It Off Your Chest, and he confessed. And this is what he said earlier this morning.
Start off, you know, I've been married to my beautiful wife for 10 years now. 10 years we've been married. We have 4 kids together, 3 girls and 1 boy. We have about 10 grandkids. Everybody, you know, this little young girl at the office, just, you know, I kept avoiding her, I couldn't avoid her anymore. And just, you know, I slipped up, man, and wife found out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel sorry for you. Black men don't cheat. Oh, so basically people calling up here confessing things. Things that they should probably be talking to their therapist about or talking to their pastor. You want them to call the Breakfast Club and confess things.
800-585-1051. Do you have a confession? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club in the morning.
You can be anonymous,
the
right?
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, this morning, somebody called and made a confession on Get It Off Your Chest. Here it was.
Start off, you know, I've been married to my beautiful wife for 10 years now. 10 years we've been married. We have 4 kids together, 3 girls and 1 boy. And we have about 10 grandkids. Everybody, you know, this little young girl at the office, just, you know, I kept avoiding her, couldn't avoid her anymore. And just, you know, I slipped up, man, and wife found out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel sorry for you. Black men don't cheat.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Greg. I'm in Macon. How are you?
What's up, bro? You got a confession? Go.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to give a confession to someone I'm in love with. It's my first time doing this. His name is Aaron, so I hope he's listening. I just sent him a birthday gift. And lastly, shout out to my best friend in his new business, Duncan Newberry, Fresh Fish Market in Warner Robins.
Okay, Aaron.
That's okay. Cute. Does he know that you, I guess now they know, is that a guy or girl?
It's a guy. Yeah, okay. He knows. We've confessed our feelings before, but I got a situation I'm trying to handle before I commit to a new relationship.
Oh, you trying to break up with somebody?
No, my ex actually lived with me, to be honest, so it's like I gotta, you know, get rid of this one before I move on to something else.
I don't know if I like this for Aaron, you know what I mean? Because I always say the way you get them, What they say, the way you get them is how they leave you. What they say? The way you get them is
the
how
way you get them is the way you keep them.
There you go. Something like that. Yeah. I feel like you might do the same thing to Aaron. Get tired of him and then move on to somebody else.
Oh, no, because I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about him.
Now? Now?
Oh, no, this is before. This has been well over a year.
So you done hit?
Yeah.
Why everybody do the same laugh when they done hit? Okay. All right, so you like him. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's love and not lust, bro.
Oh, I got you.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? This is Anonymous.
Anonymous, man, you got a confession? Go ahead, go.
Cheating on my wife for the past about a year and a half.
You disgusting individual,
oh
you.
Gosh.
Look at me judging, because I've been clean all these years. What are you? What's your race?
Afro-American.
I don't know what that is.
You know
all
what
right.
it is.
So why,
black men don't cheat.
So
I don't know
does
what you're
this
talking
mean,
about.
Are you going to stop cheating, or are you planning to leave your wife?
I mean, I'm kind of in a pickle now because we got one on the way, so, yeah.
Who got one on the way? You and the girl you was cheating with?
No, me and the wife.
His wife.
Oh, well, she got other things to worry about. So what you planning? What you going to tell her later on in life? Are you you want to come clean now?
No, I don't.
Are you going to stop cheating?
Yes. Yes. When? We just got to get our stuff together.
Yeah, you're going to have to take when? This. You're going to have to take this to your pastor, bro. You have to take this to your pastor or your therapist. But, I mean, eventually, your conscience is never going to truly be clean until you tell your wife, bro.
Just
don't put that stress on her right now because she's pregnant, you little black boy.
But when are you going to stop cheating is the question.
Probably after the baby born.
You little black boy. See, black men don't cheat. You're still a young boy. That's why you're still doing this. Why would you do that to your wife, man? While she pregnant.
It's just not fulfilling. Like
you crazy. Like, pregnant Poom Poom is the best. My wife just had her baby on Monday.
Yeah, it is the best if they offering it up. But if they ain't offering it up, then it ain't nothing.
If they not offering it up, don't worry about it. That's your wife.
This sounds very selfish.
Yes.
This sounds very selfish to me. Do you know what a woman is going through, what her body's going through that she'll never know?
This happened way before she even got pregnant.
So you've been a hoe.
Why did she get pregnant then?
Huh?
You've been a hoe then.
Well, yeah. Well, she knew that when she got with me.
Oh, Lord. Boy, when your world come crashing down, burning, please call us and tell us. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to hear how bad this ends for
hopefully
you.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
It's absolutely going to happen. Okay, you can't run from it. Whenever you are, listen, you ever see In Color Purple when Sealy point that finger and say, ain't no good gonna come to you till you do right by me?
Yeah, I remember.
You got
that
finger in your hole right now.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Well, twirl it around.
All right, man.
Have a blessed day.
800-585-1051.
Mister.
You have a confession you need to make, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I know it now. I'm call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, this morning, somebody called and made a confession on Get It Off Your Chest. Here it was.
Starting off, you know, I've been married to my beautiful wife for 10 years now. 10 years we've been married. We have 4 kids together. Three girls and one boy. And we have about 10 grandkids. Everybody, you know, this little young girl at the office, just, you know, I kept avoiding her, I couldn't avoid her anymore. And just, you know, I slipped up, man. And wife found out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for you. Black men don't cheat.
So now we're asking, do you have a confession? Hello, who's this?
Now, I have a quick question, though, before we do this. Since we've never done this before, is this a no judgment zone?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, this is no judgment zone right here, man.
Well, not okay. Really, but continue.
That's all I need to know, because when people go and do confessions, they don't judge you, right?
That is true. That is true. Damn, I told that man to put silly finger in his
okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is LeVar.
What's up, man? You got a confession?
Yeah, man.
We're all ears.
I've been with my girl for about 7 years now. She's not
not black, but I've been feeling lately that I really want to come back to black women.
What race is she? I'm not laughing at you. What race is she?
I'm sorry. She Eastern European.
So she's Caucasian?
Yeah.
This guy's not Eastern European. Hey, what the hell?
No, but what I'm saying is she's not from here.
Like, she what?
Okay.
She's not from here. You know?
Oh, she's a foreigner. Okay.
Yeah.
She's not American.
Yeah. Right.
Y'all been together 7 years?
A little longer, probably.
How old is she?
I think I gave too much information already.
Just tell me, how old is she? Just tell me.
She's over 30.
Oh, so the milk's starting to spoil, okay, is what you're saying.
Nah. Wow. Nah, I'm telling you, it's not even like that. It's just, she's a good woman. She treats me wonderful. It's just, you know.
She don't understand your struggle?
A lot of times I feel like that, you know.
Okay, so you want to break up with her and you would like to get back to dating black women?
See, it's a weird situation because, you know, I still love her. She treats me good. I still, you know, want to be with her. But, you know, I've been having these feelings, you know, lately that, damn, you know, like, I feel like we're, like, growing apart as far as, like, you know, how we understand each other, you know.
You should talk to her. You should ask her. You should say, what are we doing for the Black Lives Matter movement? And if she feels like y'all not doing enough, then you tell her you might want to introduce, you know, bringing a black woman into your situation.
Right.
No, that's not right, sir. I'm freaking come on, guy. I'm not being serious. Like, what are you talking about? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. What should I do, man?
I have no idea. You're in a tough situation. You're about to break that woman's heart.
These are just confessions.
That's right. These are just confessions. I'm not here to give you no advice. We're not here to give you no advice. You're gonna break that woman's heart. I'm not for breaking somebody's heart, you know, just because you decide and you want to, you know, come back to the sisters. That's still a human being at the end of the day.
You're right.
All right. Well, you made your white bed. Hey, you made your white bed, now lie in it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good morning, by the way.
But seriously though, if you're not into her anymore, you should tell her. Don't waste that young lady's time. You know what I'm saying? She might want to move on with her life as well.
All right, confessions. 800-585-1051. Now you got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and Kodak Black has violated his probation. He failed a drug test. We'll tell you what's next.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
This is a recent break. My bad. We ain't time for rumor report. Quiet. Yeah. How y'all feeling, man? Y'all good?
I was like, really?
But no, I do.
Yes.
I do want to reiterate, man. Everybody out there, get a doula. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, me and my wife welcomed our fourth child this past Monday. You know, I've been blessed with another, I received another blessing in the form of a black woman. I'm 4 for 4 when it comes to girls. Official, been an official girl dad, but, you know, definitely 10 toes down now. But please, everybody out there, go get a doula, man.
Explain to the people what a doula does, because, you know, I have 5 and I've never used a doula. So what does a doula do?
I couldn't sit here and tell you what a doula does from a technical term. But I can tell you that Latham Thomas is amazing. You can look her up, her glow maven on Instagram. But, you know, I would say that she provides, you know, support in a real way. And you know, my wife had a C-section the second time for our second child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they always tell you after a C-section, oh, you know, after that, you got to have C-sections from here on out. Because of Latham, she did not have to have a C-section for our third baby or our fourth baby. So I'm just telling you, man, get a doula.
But what's great about what Latham does and what doulas do is that for a lot of black women, when you go into the hospital, and in particular, I say black women just because of the issues that they do have when they're giving birth and all the things that go wrong statistically is a lot higher than other women. But to have somebody there that can advocate for you, that can also be an intermediary. A lot of times the doctors will have you do things that you might not necessarily have to do, so they can speak on your behalf, make you more comfortable, make it a better experience. And you can also train to be a doula, because I know Latham has the classes where if you want to train to be a doula, you can do that as well, because it's definitely a need for them.
Yeah, that's why I said it's support. You know, I couldn't break down all of the, you know, technical things and holistic things that Latham does. But, you know, just for the support that she provides, 100% get you a doula, man. It will absolutely positively, you know, change your experience when you're in there giving birth. So drop on the clues bomb for Latham Thomas and all the doulas around the country and the world.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and Kodak Black, he has to enter a 90-day treatment program. We'll tell you what's going on.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Kodak Black has reportedly entered a 90-day treatment program after he violated his probation with a failed drug test. So it led to a court hearing, and the judge did order this, and they said he has since entered the program. He was, if you recall, serving a 46-month jail stint, and that was for gun charges when he was freed by Donald Trump back in January. Whew. All right. It looks like him and Jack Boy and the two of them have been going back and forth may actually get to talking soon. He had posted on Twitter, let's use this as a wake-up call, Jack Boy. It gets real crazy real quick out here unexpectedly, and F this distance, love, come give me a hug, N-word, okay? And that was because one of their friends got killed. And he said, then funerals turn to photo shoots. You can't even grieve in peace. And I saw Jack Boy recently did an interview where he said he would talk to him.
He's right,
so hopefully
though.
They squash whatever issues they have.
Hey, that's very mature of him. He's absolutely right. Like life is short, and you be sitting around, something happened to one of your partners, and y'all was beefing for something petty, and now that person gone. It's like, nah, ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, now NeNe Leakes did an interview with People where she reflected on her 25-year relationship with her late husband, Greg Leakes, and she talks about the conversations that they shared before he passed away. Here's what she said their final conversations were like.
We had 2 weeks leading into this transition, so we made a lot of peace with what was happening. We talked a lot. You know, I told him how much I loved him. You know, we said so much stuff to each other. We've had so many highs and so many lows and everything in between. I said, I wouldn't have chosen another husband other than you. I married you twice, crazy man. Like, you know, we had all kind of conversations. His sons came in. They told him that they loved him as their dad. They would have never wanted any other dad.
Mm-mm. Definitely sending healing energy.
And then she also talked about her last moments with Greg. Here's what she said that was like.
I happened to go in the room with the caretaker. Otherwise, it would have been her only in there. I went in there, and he took a big breath, kind of like with his shoulders, and then he stopped. And then I was kind of like talking to her, and he took another breath, and she said to me, you know, I don't think Greg is breathing. And I said, yes, he is. He is breathing. And then I went back over to him. I said, Greg, you okay? And his hands were really like kind of straight. I held his hand a little bit. He took one more breath, and then he didn't move again.
Mm-mm-mm. Damn.
Oh, NeNe, I feel so. Yeah, that's really tough. And then as far as her grieving process since he has passed, here's what she says it's like for her.
My grieving is really off the meter. So, okay, so this is how it goes for me. If I'm by myself, I usually start to think. And I'm like, Greg, where are you, Greg? You know, I always have Greg to call and ask for help or just help me make some sort of decision. Like, who am I going to call now? I'm like, Greg, okay, what would Greg do, Greg? Then I usually break down. I cry. So I have a lot of highs and lows. And I miss him every day. Every day I go home, I want Greg to, like, come back. Like, I keep thinking to myself, he's away on a trip, on a business trip. He'll be right back.
Definitely send the healing energy to NeNe Leakes.
Sending her so much love to her and her family. 25 years. All right. Now, Eminem made a surprise appearance at the grand opening of his mom's spaghetti restaurant in downtown Detroit yesterday. So people started lining up at 10 a.m. and it didn't even open until 5 p.m. And for the first dozen or so fans, they actually went over to the serving window and they were served up some of the food. And they got to meet Eminem, take a picture with him, talk to him, give him a hug, get his autograph. And also he signed some containers of mom's spaghetti. And one of the people who actually got that first one, Erin, said she cried her eyes out. She said she's been a fan of Eminem ever since she can remember. So people did not know he would be at the opening, but it was a surprise pop-up, basically.
Does he
and
pop he out in the city often?
Merchandise in there. There are certain places that he goes to that are like everybody knows he eats at and things like that. But, you know, I think he's more of a homebody. So could be interesting, though. to go eat at Mom's Spaghetti. I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to check it out and report back and see what that's like. All right, now, Drake is giving Lil Wayne his flowers. He toasted him. They had a private dinner in Miami. I saw Nicki Minaj was like, oh, I had a great time. So they said they're going to do another one because she wasn't there and it's not the same without her. But here is what Drake had to say as he toasted to Lil Wayne.
I still, to this day, get nervous speaking about this man because at the end of the day, you know, as much of a brother and a mentor as he is to me, he's still like my idol and still somebody who just puts me in a place where, you know, when I start thinking about him, I start thinking about my family and all the things that could have went a different way. And there'll never be anybody that walks this earth that's like you. And I promise you that there is, you know, like, I don't know everybody here, but for majority of us, we literally have no existence if it's not for you.
I respect that. Very classy.
Do you feel like that about Wendy?
Mm-hmm. No. Weezy is the vessel God used to put Drake in position. But I salute Wendy, though. I definitely salute Wendy. Wendy absolutely, you know, played a pivotal role in my rise in radio. 100%. But not like
Wendy
Drake
Williams
and Wayne.
Will be returning Monday with no guests, so mm-hmm. she'll be returning for season 13 of her show, and she'll be doing the show solo that day. So it'll be different topics ranging from her recent battle with COVID, plus her little summer boo thing, and a full hour of her basically and hot topics. Mm-hmm. Like what it's gonna be.
And Wayne, right? And also
well, that is your.
No, I was gonna say Wayne has been with, you know, Drake every step of the way. I was, you know, only with Wendy for what, 2 years, 3 years. It's a difference.
I feel like that about Clue, though. That Clue's my brother. And
but that's your man even now.
I show him, yeah, absolutely. I show him a lot of love. If I say it all the time, if it wasn't for him put me in position or even allow me to oh, I thought you were going to say something stupid. Well, even allow me to...
Guilty conscience.
Because I know you were going to say something. I said he put me in position. But if it wasn't for him and introduced me to DJ and introduced me to music, I don't know where I would be. I don't know what I would be doing. I don't know what my 100%. Mission would be. So... that's why I always show love and appreciate my bro, DJ Clue.
We're dropping the Clue's bombs for Clue. And salute to Calvin Hunter, too. I'm not a hater. You know, I send healing energy to everybody. If it wasn't for him and Wendy, yes, they definitely put me in position early on in this game.
What position?
All right. Well, that's great.
See?
There you guys go.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, if I did that to him with Clue.
I salute to...
okay.
Let me salute people since everybody's saluting people. Salute to the whole Shady team, Eminem, Tracy, and Paul Rosenberg. They mm-hmm. started me in radio early on, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
I just think the difference is Wayne and Drake are still together, just like you and Clue are still together.
We're not still together. That's my
bro. Bro, you are really saying some things. You're saying a lot without saying a lot. I've said nothing. Yeah, have you heard me even hint at that?
They just know you.
No, they don't.
That's this they do.
Okay. Don't do Clue like that. Leave Clue out of this. All right. Whatever crush you got on Clue, that's you and you.
Clue does not like when y'all do this. He has nothing to do with it. Hey, Clue. Shout out to my Capricorn brother.
He definitely doesn't like when you do that.
He said he was gay. So what?
Oh, my God. Y'all are wild.
Ready at you now.
Wow. Y'all are wild.
Oh, man. Who are you giving your donkey to, man? I need a mental health break.
It goes to a Tennessee woman named Robin Steeman. We'll talk to her.
All right. We'll get to the next. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
According to a survey, over two-thirds of Americans are planning to travel this summer. This means that airlines, restaurants, and more have been ramping up their hiring. Who do they turn to? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates for your job, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a Black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white. My wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Thursday, September 30th, goes to a Tennessee woman named Robin Steeman. Now, this is such an interesting story that popped up on CNN yesterday because tomorrow is the third episode of my late night show, The God's Honest Truth, on Comedy Central, dropping the clues bombs for me, okay? Every Friday night at 10 p.m., you can scream on Paramount Plus at any time, too. But I love doing that show because I get to really do deep dives on certain topics. And this topic that I'm giving Robin Steeman donkey of the day for this morning is what we will be discussing in depth tomorrow night, and that topic is critical race theory. People are losing their devil damn minds in an effort to keep critical race theory out of schools. Yesterday, lawmakers were outside of the U.S. Capitol building announcing a bill that would ban critical race theory in federally funded schools. They call it the Defending Students Civil Rights Act of 2021, which amends the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to make using critical race theory in any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance a violation of the act. They really don't want the reality of America taught in schools. It's unbelievable. I have a number of reasons why I think this. I unpack quite a few tomorrow night on my late night show. But I will tell you one now, because it's part of the reason Robin Steeman is getting the donkey of the day. Robin Steeman pulled her daughter out of public school over a mask mandate last year. Put her in private school. That's fine. That's her child, her prerogative. But her child misses public school. But Robin Steeman says she will not put her child back in public school because of lesson plans she says make students feel bad about their race. Let's go to CNN for the report, please.
Just outside of Nashville, basic American history is up for debate. Robin Steeman is trying to change the narrative on race in the Williamson County, Tennessee public school district. She pulled her child out of public school. And now she leads a chapter of Moms for Liberty in this wealthy, Republican-leaning suburb. Moms for Liberty is angry about an inclusion curriculum being taught in the county public schools. They're mostly concerned about four books being taught in second grade. One tells a story of school segregation through the eyes of Mexican-American students. One is about the March on Washington. And two are about civil rights icon Ruby Bridges. Steeman says it's okay for kids to read the book, but it's not okay for kids to talk about some of the pictures in the book. The Moms for Liberty complaint says students are being taught lessons that have anti-American, anti-white, and anti-Mexican teaching. And state law may be on their side.
We will not be teaching critical race theory in Tennessee.
In May, the governor signed HB 580 into law. It bans lesson plans that make students, quote, feel discomfort, guilt, or anguish because of their race.
This is deep. They don't want basic American history taught. Robin Steeman says the school bus goes right in front of my house and my kid is dying to ride it, but not until she has deemed that the curriculum is safe and will do no harm. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Robin Steeman, as you just heard, is counting on the new Tennessee law to force schools to end the curriculum and ban a book from the elementary school library written from the perspective of Mexican Americans. My whole life, I've seen people say, history is his story, his being the white man. So they've never told us the true history of this country. And now that the true history of this country is being told, they want to ban it. I know the truth hurts, but America, you can't run from the pain. All right. None of us, not one individual on this planet, can run from themselves. You have to deal with your trauma, or your trauma will ultimately deal with you. But America doesn't want to deal. All right. They want to lie and attempt to reset timelines like they the TVA from Marvel's Loki. Okay. Oh, the law in Tennessee that Governor Bill Lee signed in May is called HB 580. You should go look it up. It's a law aimed at banning so-called critical race theory from schools. Educators argue that critical race theory is not taught or included in the K-12 curriculum and is usually an elective class in college or law school. But listen to this. Section 51, Part 6 of the Tennessee law makes lesson plans illegal if students feel discomfort, guilt, or anguish. Well, riddle me this. What about all the black students, Latino students who will feel discomfort and anguish over the blatant lies they are being taught? Okay, do these laws work both ways or just when white kids are uncomfortable? Now, here's the thing about anti-critical race theory, folks. The history they're trying to teach is a lie. So the things they say don't even make sense. Case in point, Robin Steeman. Would you like to hear what she told CNN about the books in her child's school? Listen.
His parents taught him about George Washington, and he identifies George Washington as a white man. And then asked if he would be killed back then because he has brown skin. I mean, he's judging George Washington not by any of what he, about being the founder of our country.
So when do we tell the kid that, in fact, he may have been killed back then because of the color of his skin?
I'm not sure that's what you teach, that you would have been killed for the color of your skin. That's a narrative, really. All this curriculum highlights is the mean white people and how she's victimized. And it speaks to nothing of the good.
You know, when America looks at its history and the way they've treated black and indigenous people in this country, they should feel ashamed. Okay, they should absolutely be embarrassed. We cannot hear what we don't reveal. And concealing the reality of this country is not going to make white supremacy or systemic racism go away. It's literally like lying to your doctor. You can't go to your doctor and tell them your head hurts if it's really your stomach. Okay, the logic of that ain't logical. The doctor can't even help you because he or she is looking in the wrong places, looking at the wrong things. So what needs to get fixed never truly gets fixed. You can't create a solution if you're lying about the problem. America would rather spend time, money, energy, and resources on creating laws and legislation to lie about the history of systemic racism in this country, as opposed to spending time, money, energy, and resources on creating laws and legislation to actually undo systemic racism in this country. You're having the wrong reaction to what you're feeling. That anguish, that guilt, that discomfort, that's America's greatest opportunity for growth. Stop trying to change the narrative and let's actually change the system. Please let Remy Ma give Robin Steeman the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
And just know, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Comedy Central, The God's Honest Truth. We address this in depth tomorrow night. In fact, you know, I love to do social experiments. You know, the first episode with Chico Bean, we sent him to Tennessee to see if people would trade their Confederate paraphernalia for money. This week, we're giving someone who is against critical race theory the opportunity to try to sell that to a class of HBCU students. Oh, I can't wait for y'all to see that tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, The God's Honest Truth.
All right. Now, up next, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you wanna know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
It's Shan. How y'all doing?
Shan, man, I know that's a fake name, but tell us your story.
Okay, so I'm with a guy for 6 years. And he was going through a separation when I got with him. Well, come to find out, after going through a divorce, I thought, they never got divorced. And we found out around a close relative funeral that he was still married.
Wow. So he's still married officially, but he's not with the woman. He just never got divorced.
Yeah, he just never got divorced. But I think it should have been my choice if I was going to ride with him doing this instead of him just choosing for me to let me ride. Because he's phenomenal. I mean, just a whole good man. But no.
What was his explanation when you told him?
Oh, it went through. They didn't come to a decision on the alimony and the child support and, you know, different reasons. That was adequate, but it's just...
He should have told you.
Yeah, and made me decide. Let me decide if I was going to ride with him, you know?
Right. And, you know, this is what I think, too. Sometimes in the beginning, when you first meet somebody, you feel like if you tell them that right away, it's going to turn them off, right? Because you can see and you know that he's not in a relationship with this woman anymore. But if from the gate he would have said, you know, I'm still married, but we're not together, you'd have been like, oh, hell no, right? So then y'all get deeper and deeper into this relationship. Now you're in love, but now he feels like it's too late to tell you because he should have told you from the beginning. And how does he spring that on you after y'all already done did what you did, right?
Yeah.
And so I understand it, but it was the wrong way for him to move. You know, once y'all got deeper into a... First of all, yes, it would have been amazing for him to tell you from the beginning. But in his head, and this is how a lot of people think, if I say this from the beginning, it just doesn't sound right. And no one's going to believe me. Then... He's like, man, I didn't tell her from the beginning. I don't know how I'm going to tell her. Now he just hasn't said anything. And now as more time goes by, it's harder and harder for him to come clean because he doesn't know how you're going to react. Well, the worst thing happened. You found out and he's not the person that told you. So now you don't even trust him. And now you feel like the power was taken away from you as far as making a decision.
So do I ride with him or just get on?
Here's the thing. You said that he's amazing in every other way. And even though he is officially married, legally married, he's not with this woman. You need to give him some ultimatums. And what I would do if I were you, first of all, that was wrong. And he should not in any way think that it's something that you can say, okay, I'm okay with this. You're not okay with it. What would make you be okay with it? Would it be okay if now he has to go ahead and make those moves to get a divorce? Because for some people, you can't come to an agreement. Divorce is expensive. It's easier to just stay married and not have to deal with it. And they just push it to the side because they're living like they're not married anyway. But what would make you be okay with it now to move on?
I mean, eventually we need to get married, but you're not in Africa, so you can have two wives.
So he needs to get divorced.
Exactly.
So tell him, I need you to get divorced to show me that you are serious. Now, this doesn't even mean that me and you are definitely going to be together, but this is a step for you to show me that you're serious, you mean business, and that I can trust you because right now our trust is broken.
Okay.
And that should be the first step. He needs to do that. If he can't even do that now, then I can't see how you'll work this out because you have your own goals. And like you said, he took away the decision that you should have been able to make. Now, albeit it may have been not for the reasons, you're looking at it a different way. He's looking at it a certain way. He's probably thinking we wouldn't even be together if I would have told you this, you know. But at some point he was supposed to do that. And you found out because someone else told you. That's awful. That's a betrayal. But now you said he's amazing in every other way. How can he rectify this situation or at least start to make those attempts? He needs to do that on your terms.
Well, thank you.
All righty, mama. All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Anonymous.
Oh, boy. What's your question for Yee, bro?
So, basically, I got my first DUI this past Monday, and it's been heavy on my mind. Mm-hmm. I haven't been drinking since. I live in South Carolina, and the process is real slow here.
Okay.
And I'm sure you don't have any... Okay.
I've never gotten a DUI. Okay, so do you have a lawyer?
No, ma'am, I don't. They actually want to issue me a public defender.
If I were you, I would get my own lawyer. And do you have money to pay for a lawyer?
I have to save up for it.
The first thing to do is take action, and that means talk to an attorney, find out what are the things that you can do to lessen the impact of this, right? If it's you have to take certain classes, whatever it is that you need to do, how long you need to make sure that you get it together so that you can clear your record. I've never had a DUI, and I don't know how it works in South Carolina, but I will say, you know, things like this can happen, and like you said, it's weighing on your mind, but now all you can do is handle it. And when I say handle it, that means be really proactive in finding out what you can do to make sure that you get everything clean and never drink and drive again. You know, you always could call an Uber and all of those things. So just make sure, even for myself, if I know I have a drink, either and I know I'm going to go out and have a drink, I take an Uber there or I get a ride or take the train or whatever it is that I need to do so I know I don't have to drive myself home. And if, God forbid, I didn't plan to have a drink and I drove, I leave my car wherever it's at and come back and get it later.
You have kids, sir?
I'm done drinking, though. Yep. Thank you very much. Y'all have a great day.
And by the way, I just want to say one more thing. Thank God that you didn't hurt yourself or hurt anybody else. So you do have to thank God that everybody is safe. Everybody's alive. It could have been way worse.
Absolutely.
So count your blessings. This might have been God's way of showing you that
to wake up.
This stopped you from something worse even happening in the future. You learned your lesson, and let's just take it as that.
Absolutely. Thank you again.
You're
welcome. It's going to cost you a lot of money with lawyer fees, and your insurance is going to jump up. But this is a tough lesson. But at least, like you said, you ain't get hurt, and you ain't hurt nobody. Thank God for that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank God. Y'all have a great day, and God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Well, that was Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and we'll talk about 21 Savage. Academics put out the podcast with him yesterday, and we'll tell you what was said.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. Well, 21 Savage was on Academics Off the Record podcast, and amongst the things he talked about was whether or not he thinks that people will work with NBA YoungBoy if they're cool with Dirk. Here's what he had to say.
I don't feel like he's like everybody in the industry with him type. You know what I mean? But he's still doing crazy.
But that's because everybody, you know why the that shit like that. It's them the size. You got him and Quando, and a lot of with Dirk. So a lot of ain't gonna with YoungBoy because they with Dirk. You gotta be a certain type of artist to be able to just be in the middle. I feel like can't no who say they no street be in the middle.
Hey, salute to the energy Academics is building with his podcast. And when I say he's the biggest platform in hip hop, this is one of the reasons why. Because I find out things like this from Academics. I had no idea there was a Lil Durk NBA YoungBoy beef. Y'all knew that?
What? Are you kidding me?
I didn't know that.
For a while.
I had no idea.
You didn't see what happened with everything that happened with Quando Rondo?
I know Quando Rondo, but what Quando Rondo got to do with Dirk?
He signed to YoungBoy.
I'm so confused.
Oh, boy.
And King Von and
what?
And Lil Dirk.
Oh, so that's what that was over?
You stay out of young people business, like me. You stay over here. We ain't no.
I mean, but listen, once again, that's why I said I don't know. And by the way, I'm a grown ass man. I got four kids. I got things to do. I can't keep up with all that stuff.
Leave this section over here with me. Leave the young section alone.
So when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, oh, that's news to me. But and I get what 21 is saying from a street perspective. But I will say there are no permanent friends or enemies. You know, when it comes to business, I will say that. So it's one thing when it's street stuff, but when it comes to business, there's no permanent friends or enemies.
Yeah, but what he's saying is, I mean, look, it's a lot of fresh things that happened not that long ago. You know, people lost their lives and still things happening in the street. So,
but that's what I said. I get it from a street perspective.
Yeah, when it's super serious.
Yeah, I get it from a street perspective. But when it comes to business, like Drake and Kanye, that's just business. Like, you know how many people was on Certified Lover Boy and on Donda? Yeah, same people. Absolutely.
That's exactly what 21 Savage says in this next clip.
I wouldn't have wanted to be on Donda. That's just the type of guy.
So Kanye caught you not turning that shit down.
I'm talking about when niggas get smoked behind shit. When it's guns being shot, then it's like, that's why I said the Donda and CLB shit, I probably was exaggerating a little bit, but I with Drake so hard, I don't know. But if it ain't like no shit where blood being shed, yeah, it don't really matter.
But maybe his relationship with Drake is a lot closer.
He said that. Yeah, he said that. But I'm saying in a situation like that, that's business. That ain't nothing to do with the streets unless, you know, Drake and Kanye get it popping, which they won't.
I doubt it. But that would be entertaining. Both of them.
That would be stupid.
You know, let them both wrestle.
That would be silly for them two rich ass black people. We know, well, Drake half black. Just two rich ass black men to be doing that. That'd be silly. It'd be silly for their entourages to do it. It'd just be dumb.
Right. And Boosie, let's talk about Boosie now. He is talking about people not promoting his movie, My Struggle, and he was actually in the mall, and one of his fans asked for a picture, and here's what happened.
I'm in Lenny's. Motherfucker just asked me for a picture. I said, you bought my movie? He said, you know, I watched it on YouTube. Get the fuck out of my face.
I mean, Boosie mad at the young man, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? But people might not have thought about it. Like, he might have just watched it on YouTube, thinking that's another place to watch it and not paying attention to you should go to his website and purchase the movie for $20 and support.
He also should ask him, you know, have you ever bought anything of mine? You know what I mean? If you've ever bought a song or an album, you know, you take the picture with the guy.
But the bad thing is sometimes you just don't know. You Google Boosie's movie, it pops up on YouTube and you watch it. You don't think, oh man, I got to find, you just think it's there.
No, I get it.
Yeah, people go to YouTube for everything. That's correct. The thing, you know. So it's definitely a change in your mindset and being really intentional about saying, I want to support this artist and spend this money to make sure that it goes back to him instead of people bootlegging it. And another person who is supporting Boosie is Bill Cosby. He shared an Instagram post with the movie's poster and wrote, Lil Boosie, I've always appreciated your truth and support. What I'm about to say is not to compensate you because you supported Bill Cosby. My publicist, Mr. Andrew Wyatt, told me about your film, My Struggle, and I am encouraging all of my supporters and fans to make this American citizen, Lil Boosie's film, My Struggle, a box office success. Then he told him to pull his pants up.
He did?
No.
No, I'm kidding. He didn't say pull your pants up.
Oh.
And then Boosie, of course, he posted a picture of Bill Cosby and said, thanks, Bill Cosby, with the picture of Bill Cosby eating pizza.
It is kind of wild that Bill Cosby used to, critique comedians about their content. He used to tell comedians they shouldn't curse and they shouldn't talk about certain things, mm-hmm. but you're promoting Lil Boosie's My Struggle movie. Like, has his values changed?
It's so weird.
Has his morals changed? I don't know. I'm just asking.
He feels Boosie was the only one riding with him, so he gonna, you know, show the love back.
I don't care. Like, you stood for something so hard at one point. To Yee's point just now about the pull your pants up thing, he used to get at, you know, black men for doing things like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. For wearing their pants a certain way, for talking a certain way in the music and on stage. So it's just weird that you would just promote that.
You never know what happened in jail. He might have had his pants down in jail like that. We don't know.
This guy. You've been on one this morning, bro. I don't know what you're trying to get at. But if you want to tell us something, just tell us. It's okay. I'm here for you, bro.
Well, clearly he missed you these past few days that you weren't here.
Clearly. So. I mean, Jesus Christ.
He's got a lot of pent-up energy.
Throwback Thursday. Right, he's thinking about Clue.
You better tell your Clue alone, man.
Salute to my man Clue.
Right.
I'm going to tell Clue. You heard him earlier, Yee, when the interview was like, Clue put me in positions. I'm like, what?
I didn't say he put me in positions. I said Clue put me in position to be a DJ, and I appreciate that.
Stop doing that to Clue, man.
Shout out to my Capricorn brother, Clue. Y'all leave him out of this. He don't play these games with y'all.
All right.
All right, now Latto is getting ready to finish her sophomore album, and she did a great freestyle over Mobb Deep Shook Ones Part 2 as part of the Revolt Off Top series, and here is part of that for you.
Look, the name Latto, short for the lottery, so if I'm getting hit, I can take them out of poverty. Now, for real, honestly, I put words together better than an apostrophe. Investments and property, I'm not gonna be another white man's mockery. The jury and the cars ain't a lot to me. Generational wealth has always been a plot for me. Everywhere I go, I mob deep. I ain't one of them shook ones that's gonna dodge beef. Lotto LeBron James when I drop heat. I got quality control, looking Kyle P.
Okay, Lotto.
Right, so shout out to Lotto. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. And right now, if you want a chance to go to Powerhouse NYC, all you have to do is text the keyword. What's the keyword?
Boonky.
Text the keyword NYC.
Boonky.
To 37911. No,
the
not
butt
boonky.
Is back.
No. It's keyword NYC to 37911. And don't forget, the pre-sale tickets are on sale right now at 9:30 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. All right. So if you want those tickets, again, the keyword is NYC to 37911. And good luck. It's the Breakfast Club. Mixes up next.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, and the General Insurance is all about making your life easier. The General has flexible payment options, and they allow you to choose your payment date and how you pay. They accept cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, congratulations to Charlamagne again. He has, him and his wife had a baby a couple
don't
of congrat- days ago.
Don't baby congratulate me.
I said you and your wife.
Yeah, congratulate my wife. I'm here for the moral support.
You were part of it.
Absolutely was, man. But, you know, I just feel good because, you know, I received another blessing in the form of a black woman. I'm 4 for 4 with girls.
Yes, you are.
So, you know, my future is female, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. I was talking to my 6-year-old. It was the day after she was born. My 4th was born. And my 6-year-old goes, it's a boy or a girl? And I said, it's a girl. She said, a girl? Poor you.
Poor you.
That's what my 6-year-old said to me.
Is she right?
But
you know what? I would say that, you know, daughters always take care of their daddy no matter
That's right.
what. Son's going to buck up on you every once in a while, but your daughters always take care of their daddy.
I love it. I mean, you know, I'm surrounded by black women, you know, 90% of the time anyway. And that's historically the way my life has always been. So, you know, God is not giving me what I would necessarily want. He's giving me what I need.
Okay.
You know? So in my old age, yes, I'm already thinking about when I'm 60-something years old and, you know, one of my daughters is in her 30s and the rest are in their 20s. And, you know, we got this family picture. I'm already, you know, looking forward to walking into places, you know, being surrounded by my own little Dora Milaje.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm happy.
Yeah, I got 3 girls and 2 boys and 1 girl on the way. So I'm excited.
Amazing. And one more thing. Next Thursday, October the 7th at 8 p.m., we are celebrating the 1-year anniversary of the Black Effect Podcast Network. Okay. It's going to be a live podcast event in Atlanta, Thursday, October 7th at 8 p.m. We have Flame Monroe from the Laugh and Learn podcast hosting. We have my niece Weezy and Mandy B of Horrible Decisions. They'll be doing their podcast live. And the young legends, the gods, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, the 85 South Show, they will also be doing their podcast live, okay? So go to blackeffect.com/BeLive, blackeffect.com/BeLive, BELIVE, to get your tickets today.
All right, when we come back, positive note, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note?
Wow. Damn. Salute to my man, Kaz. Kaz just hit me. Real Life Kaz on Twitter is his handle, but that's my guy. Somebody just tweeted out, want another reason to feel old? This is now 10 years old. The fabulous Ray J phone call.
10 years old?
It's 10 years old today. Wow. We don't even know our own history. That's why we got to do this documentary, man. We playing, man. What are we doing? The positive note is simply this. Because God can see further down the road than you can, trust when he says move.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.